Hi, and welcome to the You Podcast, the show about small ticket entertainment. My name is Asim Burney, and I'm joined by my regular co-hosts,
Martin Cawley
and
Ahmed Kalia.
Every show we talk about news and technology that you might have missed, and we always have a weekly discussion of a non-mainstream or forgotten movie. We usually pick a different genre per week, and this week we'll be discussing a horror movie from New Zealand called Black Sheep. Let's get the show started. Let's start with the stat of the week, man. Marty, take it away.
So, the stat of the week this week is, I think, 18.7 million, which is the number of empty homes that are currently in the United States. And according to treehugger.com, 18.7 million empty homes is actually enough to house everybody in Great Britain. So just to put a little bit of a weird spin and perspective on the housing or the house price crisis, as many people are calling it, and the credit crunch, that's what it means in real numbers.
Is that everybody in Britain or everybody homeless in Britain?
No, that's 18.7 million households in the UK, in the UK and Great Britain. There are 18.7 million homes empty in America.
So that would almost make it a home per household.
Yeah.
I'm just doing some complicated math here.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
Nice. It's the land of the opportunity, man. We should have all just gone there, I think. What are we doing here in Europe, man?
We're missing out on 18.7 million opportunities.
Exactly, man. We could all be president.
Yeah. No, it's possible.
Yeah, but are you motivated, Ahmed? You want to move to the States?
No, not at
all. There's a home for you there too, even though you're not.
There are two homes. You can take mine if you go, dude.
What about you, Marty? You have a kind of a love and hate relationship, I guess, no?
With the States?
Yeah.
I do. I do. It is one of the absolute best places to go on holiday. It's absolutely fantastic. People are super friendly. It's the same language, but it isn't. The country's huge. You can do whatever you want. You can go surfing. You can go skiing.
So that was the love.
I mean, you can do all this stuff. It's absolutely incredible. And the stuff just blows my mind every time I go to America. It's absolutely incredible. But they obviously have some quite well-documented social problems, I would call them, i.e. guns.
Yeah, although we saw that Penn and Teller about gun control yesterday, so if that hasn't convinced you that gun control is bullshit, then I don't know, man.
Well, they make a compelling argument, but it's a fantastic country. It's a fantastic country.
Cool. So, I think we can... Wow, before we move on, I don't know. We did something special, me and Marty, this week. We went to the premiere of... The London premiere, I guess, of the new Werner Herzog version of Bad Lieutenant with Nicolas Cage. So, yeah, I just was wondering if Marty or you just had some thoughts about it or you wanted to share how the movie was before we get into the... official show.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by the film, actually. I went in expecting huge long sequences of iguanas and alligators, and they only featured a few times, actually, so that was really good. But generally, I thought that Nicolas Cage, whilst acting as Nicolas Cage, he actually pulled it off, and he didn't make himself or the film look like a cock. So, I mean, it's a weird film, it's a freaky film, there's some disturbing shit in it, but you gotta go and see it.
Are you a fan of Nicolas Cage, Ahmed?
Oh yeah, very much.
Yeah, really? You're one of those dying breeds, still a fan of Nicolas Cage.
Come on, man, the guy did some pretty amazing films if you exclude the last three or so. But anyway...
I think it's more that he has ups and downs. It's not that... I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just smart, you know, making, like,
I don't know, I liked him in a lot of films, man.
Yeah.
Face Off was like pretty kick-ass. Con Air was really good.
These are old movies, man. I mean, we were watching Bad Lieutenant, and there were a few scenes that I don't know if they were played for laughs, but the audience just could not take Nicolas Cage seriously. And
really?
I think he's reached that point in his career where he just says certain words, he has certain mannerisms that make people just crack up because they've seen it in too many bad Nicolas Cage movies.
But I think with Bad Lieutenant, That's why Herzog sort of cast him and apparently just gave him free rein to do whatever. And I think that actually the sort of excessiveness and the normal sort of acting character flaws or whatever you want to describe them as, I think they work with the film. And I think the film doesn't really take itself that seriously either.
Mm.
I think it's supposed to be just a I don't know, just let itself go and do its own thing. And yeah, there's enough humour in there anyway that I don't think there's a... I'm a dude like it. You'd like
I need to check it out when it comes, yeah.
It's a nice trashy movie, I like it. I saw the old version with Harvey Keitel ages ago, and I don't remember that much about it, but I think it really doesn't have that much to do with the previous version, but it's really enjoyable. I mean, the rule is, I think there's two rules about Nicolas Cage. One, you need to check if he's wearing a toupee or he's not wearing a toupee.
Yeah, that's true.
And second thing, you need to check out if he's on any kind of intoxication or not. So is it alcohol? Is it drugs? So on in Bad Lieutenant, there's no toupee and he's on drugs. So that pretty much makes it a good Nicolas Cage movie. So, we can move over to The Underwhelming Trinity.
Sweet.
Why don't you kick us off, Amit?
All right. Well, this week I came across a company that's trying to compete with the HDTV, and it's DLP. The thing is, DLP actually makes all these chips. They're like the fourth biggest known, and right now they're trying their own HDTV, but before that they decided to come up with the new first 3D television you can have at home.
Wow.
At full HD quality, and it's absolutely something out of this place, because I mean, I would have loved to grow up with a TV like this and watch cartoons that way and whatnot, no?
Yeah, I mean, they're really pushing this 3D technology, and I think with James Cameron's Avatar coming pretty soon...
That would rock.
That really... I mean, they're moving towards 3D technology. There's a lot more movies coming out.
Yeah.
So I guess this is the next logical step, because I did steal one of those glasses when I went to watch Up in 3D. And I tried them on Coraline, but it was... just wasn't the same effect. Maybe I was doing it wrong, or I should have stolen the right glasses. But I had the 3D version of Coraline, but it still didn't seem to work. So, yeah.
It didn't work because whatever.